Hello and welcome back to another Nikon podcast. I'm Mark Elwood. If you'd like to check out any of our past podcasts or get in touch with the team at MWW, of course, go straight to press.nikonusa.com where you'll find all that information. But I don't want to focus on the past. I want to focus on the future, or in fact right now, where we're going to talk about 8 new Coolpix cameras. That's 8 new cameras with amazing new technology that really responds to a lot of the trends that are bubbling around and everyone is talking about. The best person to talk about any trends, any new cameras, of course, is Steve Heiner. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
I want to talk a little bit about the very exciting things we're going to focus on today. Things like shooting in low light, super zoom, and real ease of use. Talk to me first. Why is super zoom this big buzzword right now?
I think that we found that in talking to customers, not only at trade shows like CES and some of the other places that we go, but when we do focus groups, people tell us right after they tell us they want smaller cameras, of course, they tell us they want more zoom. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to bring things closer to the camera to fill the frame. And so we've really concentrated on trying to satisfy that need.
And we've got 3 cameras today, the P500, the S9100, and the L120, all of which are a trio of super zoomers.
Definitely a lot of lens between those 3.
And tell me also, low light, what is the issue around this, and how has Nikon solved it?
Well, we've introduced a new camera called the P300, mm-hmm. which has a remarkably fast lens. And when I say fast, means that it has a relatively large lens opening at its widest setting, which allows more light to come in. That f-stop is an f1.8. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's ever shot with an SLR camera probably remembers that camera, or most cameras, having a standard 50mm 1.8 lens. That was usually a very, very fast lens on an SLR. Now to see that built into a camera like the P300 means that you don't have to rely upon the flash nearly as much as you used to. Plus, we've used a new backside illuminated CMOS sensor in that camera, which has inherent in its design very good low light capability. So fast lens, fast sensor equals a stunning
great
product.
Yeah. So we've got the P300 and the S9100, great in low light. And then we've got 4 really fun, bright colored, exciting, kind of sexy cameras.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
So I want to also, one thing I really want to focus on as well is this idea of a bit of point and shoot meets manual controls that seems to be a new trend that the P300's really addressing.
Yeah,
right?
I think we've seen throughout the years that people love the convenience and the portability of a small point-and-shoot compact camera, but some people come to these cameras with a more advanced sensibility, like myself. I mean, I use SLR cameras more often than not, but when I go out on a social occasion or someplace where I can't really carry an SLR, I want to have at least a certain level of control over how the exposure is accomplished, mm-hmm. how my pictures ultimately look, and a camera like the P300, a travel camera like the P500, and even the S9100 is a super elegant, beautiful-looking camera. Really amazing that it has an 18x lens built into it, but I can still slip it into my jeans pocket. Very, very easy mm-hmm. to carry with me.
Okay, so I want to start off talking about our super zoom trio.
Yeah.
Tell me, the real star here, the P500, what kind of a zoom do we have here?
It's a 36x zoom. That's like a 22.5mm to 810 mm-hmm. millimeter zoom lens. Now, of course, we've built in the best possible vibration reduction image stabilization to help you hand-hold that at such a long telephoto setting. But there's practically nothing that you can't bring closer to the camera with a lens that long.
And this is a compact Coolpix in your pocket kind of camera.
Well, this is not the kind of camera you're necessarily going to slip in your pants pocket, but it can probably fit in a jacket pocket, certainly in a pocketbook.
It's a portable.
The
point here is it's a very portable camera with a 36 zoom.
Absolutely. An all-in-one camera. So you're not having to interchange lenses. Mm-hmm. You know, when you turn the camera off, the zoom goes into the camera, so it makes it much smaller for transport.
Yeah.
But when you need that lens, when you're in Africa, you're trying to get those animals a little bit closer, a little bit bigger in the viewfinder, it's not a problem with a camera like the P500.
And tell me, make me cry. I'm sure this is, thousands of dollars. How much is the P500?
It is $399.95, so very reasonably priced for a lot of lens.
Okay. Now, another sister camera in this super zoom trio, the S9100.
Yeah.
What have we got there? Talk to me about that.
Now that, we were talking about a pocketable camera.
Yeah.
This is, the S9100 is an amazing camera because it looks very much like a typical traditional Coolpix camera. It's very small, very pocketable.
Skinny jean pocketable.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. But in fact, it does have an amazing 18x zoom lens hidden inside that slim little body, which is the most remarkable part about that is that you can still carry that out easily at social occasions. Yet, if you need that sort of capability or long lens capability, you've got it built in.
How do you do that? That must be so challenging, technically, to jam that much lens into a tiny camera.
It is. It's our lens designers can do amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And it gets better and better every year.
There's a 3-inch LCD monitor on the back as well.
Very high resolution. Yep.
Great.
Yes.
And you movie recording.
Yes. Full HD, 1080.
So we're not compromising anything to have this really long zoom.
Not at all. I mean, obviously you could say you're compromising a little zoom, but that's why we offer the P500 at 36x. 18x is a remarkable zoom lens. I mean, you know, you're talking about 450 millimeters roughly in length, but a camera, again, that can fit in a jeans pocket very easily. It's perfect for travel because it's not going to weigh you down, yet it's got all the lens that you need to. It has the sort of control that somebody expects. It shoots full 1080p movies. I mean, it's a very exciting product.
And that's how much?
That is $329.95.
Perfect. Okay. And then the L120, which is another terrific. What kind of zoom have we got in the L120?
That's a 21x zoom.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who's going to use that one? That's going to be a terrific family camera,
basically. This is a very impressive camera when you consider that the price is only $279.
Wow.
To be able to have a camera with a 21x zoom, it is perfect, again, for a growing family, somebody who's got kids that are involved in sports. Mm-hmm. Again, another awesome travel camera because you can bring Mount Rushmore very close to the camera. You can fill the frame with it, and then you can turn around and shoot close-up photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of your family, very easy to operate.
I was
going to
say, the whole point about these zooms is it's not that they're just good at distance.
Exactly, right. Yeah, they've got everything in between, too. They go from wide angle all the way out to telephoto, so there's a lot of capability there. And, of course, all of our cameras include a close-up scene mode, which allows you to focus very, very close to a subject as well. So very, very versatile from very close to very far.
So I want to just touch on this S9100, which we just talked about, $329.95.
Yes.
Really good in low light.
Yes.
I also want to talk about the P300, which is the real low-light superstar, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell me, why is it so good in low-light? What is it about
There's a couple of reasons, Mark. The P300, which is a brand-new type of camera for our Coolpix line, uses the same type of sensor that the S9100 and the P500 do, which is a backside illuminated CMOS sensor, which has greater capability in low-light. Mm-hmm. Now, you match that with a first-time ever in a Coolpix camera, a lens with an f1.8 aperture, the P300 will allow you to shoot in very, very low light without flash. Now, a camera like that is perfect for somebody like me because I'm used to using SLR cameras.
Yeah.
And, of course, their size is not always the consideration, which allows me to put lenses on there that are very fast. They allow a great deal of light to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Same principle with this Coolpix camera. Very, very fast lens.
So this is like a Stephen Hawking brain in a supermodel body, like Elmer Fuss's body. This has got like an SLR mindset, but it looks like a Coolpix camera.
That's what's neat about it is the looks are deceiving. It's a small, relatively compact, traditional style Coolpix camera. But of course, it has a little bit larger lens than you're used to seeing on a Coolpix camera. And of course, when you turn that camera on and you look through the live view on the LCD screen, it's quite remarkable how it can amplify the light almost.
And the reason people were on this, they're surreptitious photos. In other words, if you're in the middle of a party and you want to snap some atmosphere, you can unobtrusively get that photo.
Right, because every time you're taking a picture, you don't have to rely upon the flash. You can rely upon the speed of the lens to compensate for not using a flash. It's great in museums.
I can imagine myself in a museum taking a sneaky little photo.
Yeah, right up until they tell you to not use your flash, right? And then you say, oh, I'm sorry. And then you turn it off, and then you can shoot to your heart's content because you don't need a flash with a lens that fast.
And we've also got the full HD, 1080p movies, everything.
Full HD, yes.
Wow.
High-resolution LCD on the back. It's an awesome little camera.
And that's how much, the P300?
That's going to be $329.95.
Okay. So, and then we've got four beautiful, sexy bright colored, really groovy looking cameras in the rest of the range. Talk to me about them. What are they all about?
Well, we've introduced an S6100, which is now the highest resolution Coolpix camera we've ever made at 16 megapixels. Has a really nice 3-inch touch LCD on the back. So anybody who's used to using, for instance, other devices that use touchscreen, they'll be very familiar with the way that you can browse through your photographs. It even has a touch shutter so that you can touch what part of the frame or the picture that you're looking at on the LCD screen, and it will focus there and fire the shutter all in one touch of
and
the LCD. It's really cool.
How much is that?
That's going to be $199.95.
Wow. Okay, that's terrific. Cool. Okay. And we've got the S4100, the S3100. Talk to me about these two.
These two cameras, I think, are really great for a younger audience. Mm-hmm. They're the cameras that come in the widest variety of colors.
Yeah.
They're super simple to operate, yet they're very high resolution. 14 megapixels in the case of the S4100. It also has a large touch LCD screen. Mm-hmm. Both of these cameras shoot 720p movies. So now, you know, kids who are just getting into photography can now take these photographs. They can put them on their Facebook page or their MySpace very easily. They come right out of the camera, very high quality. They can upload those and along with movies that are shot at 720p with sound too.
I was going to say these four cameras are very much about photos are now something that you can show to different people at different times in different ways. There's a real multiple platforms, and the whole idea of content sharing is so crucial.
Yes.
These cameras are really teed up to be great for that.
Oh, perfect. I mean, if you consider, like we were talking about earlier, you can take pictures with a myriad of devices out there. Most of them are really not very high quality. I mean, they weren't designed originally to shoot photographs. These are high quality Nikon Coolpix cameras that shoot real high quality photographs, and getting those images right out of the camera. You can even do editing in the camera.
Wow.
You can apply effects to these photographs so that when they come out of the camera, they're ready to go directly onto your web sharing.
So we've got the S4100 is $179.95, right?
That's correct.
And the S3100 is $139.95.
That's right.
And then finally the L24. This is a super priced, really a whole lot of camera for very little money, right?
It is. When you consider it wasn't just a few short years ago, you know, a camera like this with 14 megapixels, a 3.6x zoom would have sold for close to $300 or $400 at $119.95 for the L24.
Wow.
A remarkable price for an amazing camera, especially a great starter camera. And I was talking about the youth audience too, younger people. Here's a camera that a parent can give guilt-free. I mean, that kind of a price to get somebody interested in photography, shooting higher quality photographs than they would otherwise with their phone or some other device. This gives people an entree into the Nikon line, not only for kids, but for the entire family.
It's the perfect entry-level camera without compromising anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We've got eight new cameras to talk about. These four great content sharing cameras, the P300 with this amazing low light ability to sort of sneak that picture and not interrupt, and then this trio of super zooms with the P500. Tell me again, the P500, what's the super zoom on that?
36x zoom. Crazy.
That's insane.
It is.
Well, thank you, Steve, as ever. Thank you for explaining all of these products so brilliantly. If anyone who's listening does want to check out anything more, talk to the team at MWW. You can get all the contact details and more information at press.nikonusa.com. But thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Mark. We'll